Hi, I'm Hugh Sisson.
And I'm Al Spohler. Welcome to Cellar Notes. Hugh, I've got quite a few bottles in my cellar that I don't even think about touching during the warm months, but it's getting cooler now, and these bottles of port are looking really good right now.
I couldn't agree with you more, especially now that we're kind of getting into stormy season, so it's kind of here it comes, folks, port in the storm, but what the heck. Anyway.
Shameful.
I had to do it. Anyway, ports. I love ports. Obviously, they come from Portugal, and most of the time, they're going to sort of fall into the three most common ones that you're going to see are going to be Ruby, Tawny, and LBV, or late bottled vintage. And then you get into the vintage ports, and they become really, really expensive. I'm not 100% sure why, but Ruby and Tawny port have gotten to be pretty good values lately. And these are just classic dessert wines. So I'm going to talk about a couple of ports. And then I'm going to talk about a couple of Australian stickies, is what they call them, which are sort of Australian port-like wines. Anyway, here's a really good value from a producer called Royal El Porto. It's a ruby port. It's going to sell for all of $18. And this is just a deep ruby color, well-named, obviously, lush forward red fruit with a hint of mint, which is something you get quite often in the aromas on a port. What makes these work is that there's such a good balance between the sweetness and the fruit forwardness, and then just enough sort of a balance between the sweetness and the tannins, which gives it a really nice flavor for dessert wine or for sipping in front of the fireplace. Now, basically, rubies that get aged in wood for a longer period of time become known as tawny ports. And the same producer, Royal Oporto Tawny Port, which sells also for $18, this is going to give you a little more depth of flavor. It's still got that deep ruby color, but you're going to get notes of toffee and caramel, and sometimes maybe even a hint of coffee. So it sort of takes those flavors to a slightly deeper region, if you will. And again, what makes it work is going to be the interplay between the sweetness and the tannins. Another producer of ruby that I really liked was a company called Ferrara, which I'm sure you're very familiar with.
Old friends of mine. They're really good.
Well, this was really good, and this one is slightly even better value at $17. I think this is a steal. It's rich and intense. It's got a great balance of that sweetness and tannin thing going. Lovely stuff. And again, at $17, it was a great value. Now, if you want to step up, there's what they call late bottled vintage, or LBV, and this was sort of a effort from the port industry to create wines that were approaching the quality of a vintage port at a much more reasonable price and also a much more accessible at a much younger age. I tried one from a producer called Fonseca, and this is an LBV for $24.99, and again, it's going to be very similar to the other ruby, but just a little more focused, a little more in-depth, and a little more powerful. It's worth the extra money.
So a ruby on steroids a
little
bit.
That's pretty much it. Now, from Australia, I tried two Aussie stickies, and these were both off the charts in terms of quality. More money because these are 375s as opposed to the 750s. But try the Campbell's Rutherglen Muscat, which is going to be bright aromas of lemon peel over round, ripe raisins. And then the Yulimba Eden Valley Museum Reserve, which is more like a classic tawny with big forward aromas of mint and toffee, and it's just perfect. So those are a couple of things to check out if you want some ports.
Prices on those?
Those are about $25 for a 375.
Okay. But
not
still,
bad.
It sounds like a special treat.
Absolutely.
Get out and enjoy those ports, folks. They're going to be a lot of fun. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. You've been listening to Cellar Notes, produced by Bob White for 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.